I got a big announcement. So we are going to be doing Magic Mike Live in Vegas at the Hard Rock Hotel Casino.
Channing Tatum made that announcement yesterday. Yeah.
Thank God he's pretty because he sounds like an idiot. Facebook. Like, it's live, stupid talk.
And he gets paid.
Use your words.
And he gets paid millions.
Yeah.
Millions.
He came on here like, I'm surprised it's happening. He did that like Sam Bradford plays football. It's a football game.
Yeah. Now, the whole Vegas landscape is really starting to change.
It's all shows. And it's young people. It's Jennifer Lopez.
Britney Spears is another one. So now Channing Tatum announced yesterday, like for March 2017, they're going to do the Magic Mike live show at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. He said he wants to create a place for women that is their gentleman's club, their playboy club. But he said he's not going to be sleazy because you're not going to be able to touch any of the guys. It's just there just to look at.
Male strippers are always weird, uncomfortably weird. It's not, and this is just another downside of being a female, because female strippers are a great time. They're a ton of fun. And for men, it's a different experience. We had a bachelorette party for my friend. This was a few years ago. We got a house down in Brigantine in Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
And we got our stripper. He was the most uncomfortable. He came by himself with this broke boombox.
That's uncomfortable.
Like, I ordered filet mignon and you're Burger King. What are you doing here?
That is kind of uncomfortable.
Not what I paid for.
But I'm wondering that with him making that announcement and stuff, I wonder, in it being in Vegas, that you're going to get maybe some of the guys from Magic Mike make cameo appearances here and there. I'm sure that they're going to. But women will book, and that will go, you know, that will sell out night after night.
The women who are going to go to this are the same women who go to paint nights, who giggle because they had three glasses of wine. They're the same women who think Cards Against Humanity are edgy, is edgy. Nobody who's ever been, any woman who's been to, has had one male stripper experience would not go to that because it's awful. It's horrible. It's uncomfortable. It's, you feel like they're just broken inside in the worst way.
And you can actually go on line right now and book this. I mean, this thing's this thing's like, what, 9 months away, 10 months away, and you can actually go on there and actually get yourself a seat or whatever booked already.
Yeah,
but as I said,
sure, there's a few places they'd like to sit on there.
But you know, tell you now, it will be sell out week after week after week.
I can't. I watched Magic Mike in the privacy of my home alone, and I was embarrassed.
Do you? And I think that it's for the people behind this, and that it's probably smart marketing, because it will sell out time and time again, because people will think, oh, perhaps Channing Tatum might show up. And that's how they're going to spin that.
Watch, all this I talked, I'll be out there in a few months.
Oh, I'm just thinking that.
You're sitting here on my high horse thinking I'm better than everybody. And Joe Manganiello's going to be there. Sold. I want to watch him take his clothes off. So